And I'm Mary Engish, along with Charlie Nardozzi here in the studio. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
It's December, and some people are sort of getting in that holiday decorating mood, and they're choosing different plants and things to decorate indoors and outdoors, but some of them can be not so friendly to pets, especially dogs and cats who get curious. How do we still stay festive but make sure that the pets are safe?
Yes, it's a good question, a good thing to keep in mind, because sometimes we get so wrapped up in the whole decorating, we forget our little friends, little kitties and puppies and bigger dogs and cats like to eat certain things, and some of them are not going to be good for them. So I'm going to focus just on the kind of the holiday-related plants that would be toxic and safe. There certainly are big lists of all the different kinds of houseplants and plants that can be toxic to pets, and places like ASPCA and other sites will have lists of those to look at. But what I'm thinking about is things you want to avoid if you have a dog or a cat that you know likes to eat stuff. So certain pets really like to do those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Things to avoid: holly berries. You know, holly berries, you put them in wreaths and swags. You put them as decorations, maybe even part of it as a bouquet, as a table setting. But holly berries can be really toxic. And not just dogs and cats, but even kids. You have to watch out for young kids as well for some of these things. So the holly berries or mistletoe, if you find places that sometimes there are places that sell mistletoe, the real thing. That you'd be hanging. That, again, is another toxic one you don't want to really mess around with. Lilies. So if you get some of the bulb lilies, usually that's more of a spring kind of plant, but you'll see them this time of year too, the Asiatic Oriental lilies. All of those bulb lilies are toxic, the leaves as well as the flowers. And then there's poinsettias. Well, the poinsettias. These have a reputation with being poisonous, but really they're not as toxic as a lot of the other things I've mentioned. You would have to eat a lot of leaves of poinsettia to really get sick, but keep in mind that it could cause some stomach upset, that kind of thing. So what can you have safely around the house? That's the better question, right? Any of the holiday cactuses, the Thanksgiving, Christmas, or Easter cactuses, anything in that cactus family, that succulent family, pretty safe for pets, for kids. The moth orchid is another one. You'll see a lot of those around this time of year, the holiday season. Lots of beautiful colors of different kinds of moth orchids you can use. Those are safe. Some florists will have mini roses, which are really cute little plants, great little gift plants, by the way. That'll be in bloom. Of course, roses are edible, so it's a pretty safe one. African violets, another classic house plant that has succulent kind of leaves that pets don't usually bother. And bromeliads are kind of prickly.
Right.
And they're the ones that have that flower that comes out of the center. So if you're going to be decorating for the holidays and bringing in new plants, keep in mind with the dogs and the cats and the kids and the grandkids, and make sure if you do have these plants in that might be a little toxic, put them in places where they can't reach them.
Great advice. Question time. This is from John in Massachusetts. John has some European chestnut seedlings that he's grown from seed. Are they susceptible to blight?
Unfortunately, yes, John. It's really great that you grew chestnuts from seed, and the European ones are, of course, the ones we often will see in markets this time of year. Beautiful big chestnuts, really tasty, but they are as susceptible to the blight as the American chestnut is. The exception would be if you collected the seed from plant or trees that are close to the Mediterranean basin. Those species tend to have a little more resistance to them. I would just grow them out anyway. It's nice to have them as trees. They'll grow up, they'll start getting the cankers, and they may or may not give you fruit eventually, but they may not last that long. But the alternative would be to grow Chinese chestnuts. The Chinese chestnuts and the Chinese chestnut hybrids are very much resistant to the blight, and they produce nuts that are not as big, but still tasty, and ones you can grow in our landscape pretty easily.
And if you were to plant them and they did get blight, does that blight transfer to other native trees and plants and things, or does it just stay within the...
Well, it would transfer to other chestnuts if they're American chestnuts, if you had those in the area. But the Chinese ones, like I said, would be safe.
Got it. Okay. If you have questions, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and search for this and listen wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.